So you think your kid might want to play in college, but how early should you start the recruiting process? Who's supposed to lead it? And what if you're more stressed out than your athlete? In this episode of Car Ride Conversations, I sit down with recruiting expert and former college coach Quincy Lewis Bugs to cut through the confusion. We're diving into the real questions families should ask at the 12 and under, 14 and under level, how to avoid burnout, and why letting your athlete lead the process isn't just smart, it's essential. If you're a sports parent wondering when to start, how much to help, and what coachability actually looks like in the eyes of recruiters, this episode is your roadmap to the recruiting process. Welcome to Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. We have a wonderful guest speaker for you all today, Quincy Lewis Bugs, talking about recruiting. And just diving into a little bit, if your athlete is interested in playing at the college level, what are some of the things that you need to consider when starting that recruiting process? What are some of the things you need to consider? So, thank you, Quincy, again for being with us today. I'd love to just ask a starting point. If parents and kids are listening to this, and maybe they're in that 12U, 14U age bracket, and they're starting to consider that, hey, maybe I do want to play at the next level and play in college, what are some of the key things that they need to know about the recruiting process?
Yeah, so I think the first thing that comes to mind is I am really, really big on the athlete needs to lead the process. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going away to college with them, whether it's their parent, their lesson instructor, their travel coach, their friends. Like, they are the ones who have to live the life that they're choosing. I think so many times we get very wrapped up into my lesson instructor thinks this is a great fit school for me, so I should look at that and I should go there. Or my mom thinks this school's amazing, like I have to go, or whatever that is. And sometimes we see athletes where they really struggle early on to even look at, do I want to play in college in eighth, ninth grade? Some of those kids don't know yet, and that's okay. And really letting them lead the process of when they're truly ready. Because if we start them too early, it tends to backfire a little bit too. So for us, like in our college planning program, we onboard kids from eighth grade all the way up until August going into senior year. In a perfect world, would I love to start working with kids at the beginning of high school? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that if I get a junior that they can't find a great home that's a good fit for them. And some of those late juniors, as I throw air quotes up, they're on their own timeline. And if they started as freshmen, they would burn out and not even want to play in college. So really letting them kind of lead the process and lead the list of schools and what they're looking for and things like that is going to be really important as far as looking at it from a family perspective.
And what have you found? Because I know sometimes parents, they're very well-meaning. They're not intending to push expectations on their kids, but where do you see some of the hang-ups of parents not letting their kid lead? Like, what's one of the maybe biggest struggles that you see?
Yeah, so I definitely think coach communication's a big one. It's a lot of emails, it's a lot of video. It's not something that most 14, 15-year-olds are comfortable with or good at yet. So the parents are really pushing of, I'm gonna post on Twitter, I'm gonna be the one to send the emails. They're too young to do this. And my question is always, well, if they're too young to do it, or if they're not ready to do it, are they really ready to start the process then? Or are you the one starting the process for them and just pushing them and chugging along?
So I think it's important here, parents, to recognize, have the conversation with your kid, right? Hey, is this something you're interested in? You can certainly initiate that conversation, but letting them lead as far as where they're at. And it's okay for them to not know. And so maybe is there, if a kid is in that like 13, 14-year-old range and they're like, I'm not sure if I want to play in it yet, is there anything that they can do that's, hey, you're not all in yet and that's okay, but here's a few things you can do to at least leave the door open. Is there anything
Yeah,
you
so I think starting to, and I call it, for those young ones, it's more like practicing the process. So for me, I really want our freshmen to get comfortable with the process and make their mistakes as freshmen. So then when it really matters as sophomores and juniors, they're much more confident and comfortable. and they've already gone through that. Ooh, this is scary. Oh, I just struck out at camp. I just missed a ball. What do I do? And they realize they're gonna survive. So getting them at some of those CrossFit camps, getting them interacting with maybe some older athletes that you know that are playing in college to share some insight there and give them some people to connect with and see, okay, is this what I want? When you can have a million different college experiences based on the level you choose, the type of school you choose, even the location of your school. So everybody's college softball experience is going to be a little bit different. So really making it their own and helping them learn from a lot of other people what that could look like.
Great. Yeah. So really encouraging them to seek out information from the different levels, talking to a junior college somebody, talking to a D3, D2, D1, so that they can get a sense of what sounds appealing to me. Does that even sound like fun? Because I know I'll throw you my experience. If you're not expecting softball, if you don't want softball to be your full-time job, you're not going to want to play at Division One. Okay. Because it was 40 hours a week plus. And you were on the whole time. You didn't, there were lulls, but during season, I was lucky if I was at school 3 days a week. So,
I can't imagine. Yep.
yeah.
I was an athlete where I had some low-level D1 offers, chose to play D2. And that was a big part of it for me was I was an education major. I had a lot of hours I had to do in classrooms and really wanted to be able to get those internship opportunities in as well, while also playing high-level softball and going to a D2 World Series and all of that. And I think it's very much figuring out like what do you want out of your experience and what makes the most sense for your future.
Yeah. And the good news is, kids, is that I say this is the decision that you make initially. If you get in that situation and you realize, hey, this isn't for me, the nature of the college environment this day and age is there's so much more flexibility so that if your decisions aren't final. So, one, keep that in mind. Do your best guess based on what you know and the information you have. But it's not a final decision. And if you start, let's say, at a D1, realize, I don't want that level of commitment, that's okay. You can always bump it down. Or vice versa. If you like D2 or D3 and you're like, no, I want more transfer portal the way it is now and recruiting the way it is, you probably have opportunities to go. Okay. What is another key element if people are considering playing in college? What's another, or trying to get recruited? What's another important step of the process?
Another one that stands out to me is really reevaluating what you want. So, with our athletes, we really look about every 6 months. I look at an athlete that I get into our college planning program at the end of eighth grade. What they want is usually very different than what they want at the end of sophomore year. We tend to go from, I want to play on TV at the biggest school possible, somewhere warm, to, okay, what makes sense for my major? What makes sense for me? What makes sense playing time-wise? Where am I at athletically? And so the conversations change as athletes get older. So we naturally reevaluate every 6 months. So there's never that, oh no, panic moment of, okay, everything I thought I wanted just changed. What do? I have to create this whole new list of schools. It's more, okay, let's reevaluate. This is what we wanted 6 months ago. Are we still there? Are major ideas changing? And all of that kind of stuff. And just recognizing that it's okay to change your mind. And the conversations I have with our athletes are very, you're never gonna be able to make a decision that you feel 100% confident in no matter what, because life changes and you don't know what's gonna get thrown at you. So I'm big on what is the right decision for your future in this moment. And then if we need to pivot, we just focus on what the next right decision is in that moment and just keep working towards that.
Yeah, I love that because that's part of what I teach in the mental toughness side of things is when you make an error, something goes down on the field, it's okay, what next? What's the next step? What is the next thing I can do to help my team or help myself get out of this situation or be more effective moving forward? And I think that's so important to know that applies not just on the field, but in life. Hey, I can tell y'all who are listening, I'm 41 years old and there's times and I've made decisions at 30 or 35 or 40 and I'm like, okay, I made the best decision I could make in the moment, but now life has happened and there's new decisions. It's okie doke. What's the next best thing I can do? So that skill set will never go away. You're gonna need it your whole life.
For
So learning it
sure.
now as a high schooler is probably a good thing. Awesome.
For
Okay.
sure.
And so what else is something that I need to make sure that they're thinking about?
Ooh, I think another one that comes to mind is taking feedback from college coaches. A lot of times, like I can think of a pitcher that we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, and she was like, she's getting some interest, she's got some offers, we're really excited. And there was one coach that was like, hey, I really like what you do. You're super spinny, but to pitch for me, I need you to get faster. I need you to gain 3 to 4 miles an hour before the end of summer, and then we'll really take a look at you and take it seriously. And she was like devastated at first that a coach didn't want her. And I was like, hey, it's not that they don't want you, it's that you have some work to do. And you still have all these other offers, even if this one doesn't work out, but how much better are you going to be if you can gain that 3 to 4 miles by the end of summer and really get in the weight room and take this seriously? And now every couple of weeks she's been reaching out to that coach, hey, here's some leg drive drills I'm doing with pitching. Here's my new PR in the weight room. Here's this. So she's taking that feedback and showing that coach that she's actually putting the work in, versus taking that feedback and going, oh, I just don't want to go there. No, thank you.
I think that's so important for you young folks listening, is that you're not a finished product when you go off to college or when you're getting recruited. That's expected, that you will grow and develop even in college. And so to assume that you're a finished product right now is wildly ineffective and not particularly helpful. And I will tell you from the recruiting process, and Quincy, I know you've been a coach and have been recruiting kids before. I think one of the biggest things that I continue to hear from coaches is they want coachable kids. They want to know that you can take feedback and use it to develop. And they don't expect you to change immediately overnight, but they do need to see that you're taking the message and the information that they're giving you and working it and getting better, making that slow, steady progress. Because they the game is different when you get to the college level. You're going to need to build skills, and if you're I've got that fixed mindset that I'm as good as I can be, you're not going to be the kid that is successful, right? Because it requires growth and development, whatever level you decide to play at.
Absolutely. If you think you're a finished product as a senior in high school, you've got a very rude awakening freshman year.
Yeah, big one. That's going to be, gosh, yeah, I just think I laugh so many stories that I could dive into.
All have them. I feel so old now.
Yeah.
I'm like lecturing my kids, and I'm like, I did this, don't do this, I did this.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, whatever, sure. But I think on the flip side of that too, making sure that you're taking feedback from the right people outside of college coaches. I can think of athletes I've had where they come to me and they say, well, my high school coach told me that I'm a D1 athlete. And I'm like, okay, time out. We don't have D1 offers. And your high school coach has never seen D1 level recruiting. They're not at the top showcases in the country. They're not seeing the top caliber of athlete. So they're really comparing you to the other athletes on your high school team and the other athletes in your high school conference that they're seeing all the time, which is a very small pool of athletes.
Yeah.
When those athletes tend to, well, this person told me that I can play D1, or this person told me I can do this, where in reality, the only person whose opinion matters is the college coach that's going to make you an offer or not. So
Yeah.
taking all of those opinions with a grain of salt and really focusing on what are the college coaches telling me? If I have one D2 offer, 7 D3 offers, and 4 JUCO offers, I'm probably a D3 kid that might
Yeah.
be able to make a D2 roster as a role player. And there's nothing wrong with being a D3 kid, right? What do
Yeah.
you want? Do you want to play D2 and be a bench player to say you played D2, which there's nothing wrong with?
Yeah,
Or do
that's
you
an
want to go
opportunity.
play D3 and probably start for 4 years because that's the level that the college coaches are telling you should be at?
It's so valuable to hear that because I think so many kids, not everybody's opinion is of equal value. And I know that's hard to accept. That's true in life. Not everyone's opinion is equally valuable. In context, right, for different things that they're talking about. And so being mindful as a kid that, yes, the adults in your life are valuable resources, like they have information to give you, but you also need to evaluate the quality of that source, right? Again, if you know you're in this case, your high school coach has only ever done high school coaching and is not in a place where they're a super high conference where they are getting a ton of trouble kids that they're seeing and can really accurately judge that, that's gonna be a problem. I had an athlete recently who I was working with from the mental side, and their high school coach said, told him, like, all right, you don't have what it takes to pitch. Well, she's a freshman. You don't know. Like,
You don't know.
sometimes coaches make evaluations that are wildly inaccurate based on limited information. And I will tell you, as a young person, that you don't even know what your potential is. However, if you're later in the process, junior, senior year, and that's consistently the information you're giving, it's likely to be accurate. Right? Because now you're at that point where decisions do have to get made about your skill set.
Absolutely. One of my favorite things to do is have our athletes. So we have basically a blank piece of paper, and I say, okay, write down the people who are in your inner circle that you're trusting their advice. They're going to call you out when you're maybe not doing working your hardest or doing the right things. And then look at who's in your support system. And those are very close, but that support system might be that high school coach who's helping you get reps and helping you play and has your absolute best interest at heart. But maybe they just don't have the skill set to be able to be in that inner circle college decision making and really seeing, okay, who's in which one, and your support system isn't any less valuable. It's just different, right?
And that's one of the things I know I talk about in my book, Confident, Calm, and Clutch, is this idea that you need a championship support team, and bringing the right people into that and understanding that you have different needs from your support team. I know for me in high school, my high school coach, I was not going to get recruited out of high school from my team because we were really small, 200 kids. Like, we weren't playing in a league that college coaches would ever come watch. We were highly competitive at that level. We won state championships and stuff, but these were kids who were never going to go play college. But my high school coach, it was absolutely invaluable for keeping me sane, helping me understand that this should be fun. You should be having fun here playing at this level. And he was an amazing support for me from those mental and emotional demands of taking softball too seriously and treating it like a job when I was. He was a great support network. He wasn't going to help me get recruited, but he was absolutely vital to my success as just a young person. I love this idea of having, well, who's your support network? Also, who's your inner circle, the help people helping you make crucial decisions that are have access to the information you might need to help you make those crucial decisions.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, this is so amazing, Quincy. Is there any last little tidbits of people who, if maybe they're just starting the process, any last words of wisdom for if they're considering playing at the college, what they need to know about the recruiting process?
It's supposed to be fun, but I think we lose that. Like, we talk so much about like how to stand out to coaches and how to do things the right way and always watch your back and make sure you're doing XYZ, and there's so much pressure and stress that comes with it. But if you don't have fun throughout the process, you're not going to like softball by the time you get to college anyways, or whatever sport you're playing. If your only goal with playing a high school sport is to play in college, you're probably not going to play in college for very long, versus really enjoying those moments along the way and enjoying the journey of getting there, and then also enjoying playing in college. Because it would be a very long 4 years if your only reason for playing is to get to college.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough go. So remember to have some fun, folks, because you are playing a sport and it is fun. All
It
right,
is.
Quincy. So remind us, where can people find more information about the recruiting process,
Yeah,
please?
so you can head over to my podcast, Future First, Softball Second. I dive into everything that we chatted about today super in depth over there. So hope to see you guys there soon.
All right, y'all. Before we dive into the discussion today, I want to kindly ask you that if you're enjoying Confident, Calm, and Clutch car ride conversations, I would be so grateful to you if you could leave a review. The more reviews that I get, the algorithms push the episodes up higher in the search engine. So that would really mean a lot to me to help me get this show into the hands of more parents and coaches like you. So if you have the time, please leave a review, and your support really means the world to me. Now, let's dive into the conversation you just heard me and Quincy have about what it means to really play in college. So, a quick reminder of the rules: there are no wrong answers. Make sure you take turns talking and listening. Minimize distractions as best you can, and remember that you can pause after each individual question or listen to all of the questions and just discuss whatever makes sense to you on your car ride. All right, so here are our discussion questions today. Question one. Do you really want to play in college? Or does it feel like someone else wants it more than you do? And it's okay if you don't know yet, right? You might be a little bit young to make that decision, but even if you are older in high school already and that's a dream for you, why? Why is that important to you? What matters about playing in college? And if you have zero desire in playing in college, that's cool too. What do you want out of sport, right? Why do you keep playing? Now, question number two, if a college coach gave you feedback today, would you be able to take it and grow, or would you shut down? Now, this is an important question to really know about yourself because this helps you understand your own mindset about growth and development. And if you look inward and say, yeah, you know what, that would probably shut me down, it's likely that you are in a fixed mindset, and that is not going to go well for you in relation to your growth and development as an athlete. So something to consider and think about. Question number three. Who is in your support system versus your inner circle when it comes to making big decisions? And as I mentioned with my own experience, my high school coach was an amazing support system, but he wasn't necessarily in the inner circle. So there's no right or wrong answers here, but start to think about who are the key people in your life that will help you make those important decisions. Whose voices should you be surrounding yourself with? To make sure that you're getting solid advice, also recognizing that whatever decision you make, it is not permanent and it's okay. All right, number four. Now, this is an important one that if you are, in fact, thinking about playing in college, what does your ideal college experience actually look like? And here we're not talking just about softball or whatever sport you play, but what does your life look like outside of the game and on campus? I know for me, I knew I wanted a big D1 experience. Thankfully, I had the talent to play at that level. But because I went to a very, very small high school, I knew I wanted big and I wanted to be away from home. And maybe you don't want that, and that's totally fine. But the clearer you can be about what kind of college experience you actually want, that will help you make better judgments about what type of school might be the best fit for you. And sometimes that best fit is not where your parents want you to go or what the people in your life think you should do, right? So again, not that any decision you make has to be permanent, but having an ideal picture of what life you want in college will really help you shape this conversation. All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach that you know that could use the tidbits shared in this episode. If you're looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and additional conversations that can help you or your athlete stay in a confident, calm, and clutch mindset, no matter the scoreboard, please subscribe to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have suggestions for new topics or ideas that you want to hear me speak about in this episode or people that you would like to hear from, there is a link in the show notes where you can leave me a message, or you could always DM me on Facebook or Instagram at VAlstonCoaching. And I absolutely look forward to hearing from you and continuing these conversations as we go forward. All right, y'all, we'll see you next time.